Alaska has long been seen as ground zero for the impacts of climate change. Residents from South Central to the Arctic have been dealing with problems like coastal erosion and the destructive bark beetle for years now. Partly in response to problems like these, the U.S. Department of Interior has opened a new Alaska Climate Science Center in Anchorage. The dedication took place this morning. APRN's Andy Fisher reports.
The Alaska Climate Science Center is the first of 8 regional climate centers that will open nationwide in the coming years. Located on the University of Alaska Anchorage campus, the center was developed in cooperation with the Department of the Interior and the University of Alaska system. Ann Castle was on hand for the dedication this morning. She's the Assistant Secretary of the Interior for Water and Science. She says the need for the regional centers arose from climate change-fueled problems being seen across the country, and the need to address those problems on a larger scale.
We can't any longer respond to isolated events like a wildfire or a particularly severe storm. We can't just react. We have to anticipate, we have to adapt, and we have to do that on a landscape scale.
But the effects of climate change are more severe and widespread in Alaska than in other parts of the country. Coastal erosion threatens several villages, and glaciers are receding at startling rates. Mark Shasby is the interim director for the center. He says that's why Alaska was the first place the Interior Department decided to open a climate science center.
It was recognized by the department that we have the most pressing issues as it's related to climate change, and so they felt motivated to make resources available here first.
The Alaska Climate Science Center will focus on studying effects of climate change in Alaska, then developing ways to mitigate and adapt to the changes. A cornerstone of the center is a collaboration between state, federal, and local agencies. Ann Castle said the science developed at the center can benefit many organizations, both state and nationwide.
I think of the science that the Climate Science Center here will develop as the hub of the wheel, with the spokes of the wheel going out to the various different resource and management agencies, federal, state, tribal, local, that have responsibilities and interests in resource management.
University of Alaska students and faculty will also benefit from the Climate Science Center. Shasby says part of their contract with the university involves funding of graduate and postgraduate positions, as well as work-study programs. In Anchorage, I'm Andy Fisher.